So I watched tape for a couple weeks before taking over the job. So I saw this kid run around on the field on the tape. I'm like, man, looks good on tape. Tall, long kid making tackles, making plays. The other kids told me, well, he's no longer playing. You know, he's a baseball player. So I said, well, he must be like Ken Griffey or something then.
I wasn't going to play football. I was like, you know what? Ain't nobody in Bedford going to college, I don't know, for football. So why am I going to waste my time?
When I went to high school here, so I know where all the athletes hang out, which is on the gym hallway. So after school, I walked in the gym hallway, and I just kind of stood there. I said, if he's in here, he's going to pass through here. So somebody said his name. Hey, Tyvus. So I walked over. Like, hey, man, whenever you're done with baseball and football starts, I'll see you out there.
So one of my friends ended up talking me into going. He's like, Tyvus, just try it for one day. If you don't like it, quit. All right, bet. You know, I don't have to do it. So I went in there one day, and the rest is history. I never left. It was so fun, and it was so different from what the previous coach was doing that I just fell in love with it.
What I saw was an individual that wanted to do it, had the drive to do it, had the mentality to do it, but had no one to show him how to do it.
A kid from Ohio getting to go to the best school in America to me. So, you know, that I got a lot of props for that. It was a dream come true for me. I tried to do every day. I would come in and work hard because I knew that's where I was going. I wanted to be ready when I got there.
Now the defensive player of the game, Tyvus Powell.
I just got to say thank you to the coaching staff. They came up with a great plan. Everybody knew this was the seniors' last game. We would just go out here and execute. And that's what we did. We found a way to get it done.
Yeah, we was pretty good. We ended up winning the Nash. We was pretty good that year, yeah. But that's just being with a great bunch of guys, you know, that was all willing to be a family, you know. We all loved each other and truly built that bond, like I said before, and we was able to play for each other and go get it done. Oh, the most place that I visited that meant the most to me was my house and this weight room right here. This weight room. Every day, I'm talking Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, every day, 6 a.m., Coach Williams would sit there and try to bust me every day. He tried to, his ultimate goal was to kill me. I truly think he really wanted to kill me. Just to see if, I guess, he wanted to mentally prep me for life. It worked, because can't nobody else break me no more. After the things he said and did to me in this weight room, I haven't seen anything crazy yet.
It's a respect of, he respects what I gave him. I respect him for what he did. It was a thing where, hey, you do your hard, you work as hard as you can, I'm gonna work as hard as I can, and I'll meet you at the top.
He was the only person that would get up with me to come in the weight room. So that showed a lot to me. He also helped me grow from a boy to a man. He was always giving me the talks and teaching me different lessons. Ever since I met the guy in high school, me and him talk every day. Even when I was in Seattle, when I was in college, every day. We talk every single day. Everybody passed up on you. There's got to be a reason. But at this point, it doesn't matter to me what the reason is. Everybody can sit back and complain about it as long as they want to. But I feel like if you spend too much time complaining on something that's in the past, then you won't focus on the future. So now I'm focused on just trying to be better every day, you know? So maybe one day I become really one of the best, you know? And I can say, hey, I was undrafted and I really worked for mine. You know, it wasn't given to me. It's a dream come true, really. Growing up in Cleveland, although I was born in 94, so I didn't see the quote-unquote glory days, but I know all about them. And seeing that since I grew up being a Browns fan and I watched them every year, I know what it's about and I know how people talk about them. I want to see us win a championship ring. The Cleveland Cavaliers got it done. Cleveland Indians almost got it done. They probably get it done this year. It's the Browns' turn. I think that the Browns, it would be like the best thing that could ever happen. Like the world would be stunned. And I'm trying to take the world by storm.